It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Venom The Last Dance, which is said to be the last of the Venom trilogy, but then again, they said the same thing about Jurassic World Dominion. Tom Hardy is back as Eddie Brock and the voice of his alien counterpart, Venom. This time, they're both on the run from a government agency led by Chiwetel Ejiofor and a bunch of aliens from Venom's homeworld, which threaten to raise hell on Earth. As always with the franchise, CGI effects overshadow the story, even if there are fun moments regarding Venom taking control of animals while Eddie has to deal with the misadventures. People who follow my work through the years will know that I am not a big fan of the Venom movies, especially not the original, and this trilogy conclusion still doesn't change my thoughts. What are we missing here? It acts like the end of a franchise but takes various ideas and does very little with them, as if the film wanted to be over to begin with, and Hardy, who started the year off brilliantly with the Bike Riders, still acts like he's too tired to be here, while his voice of Venom seems to be the one having fun, and that's more than Venom The Last Dance can say. 1.5 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming up next, Ralph Fiennes plays a cardinal finding out the sins within the Vatican in Conclave. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.